Zoo Tycoon Friends is a game where you create and manage virtual zoos. It runs on Windows 8 phone, tablet, and desktop devices. In this video, we're going to review the modern game architecture of Zoo Tycoon Friends running on Microsoft Azure. When you start Zoo Tycoon Friends, you must first authenticate with Xbox Live, which returns a token associated with your Microsoft account. This token is used to contact the game service using REST APIs over HTTPS. The game service is hosted on a scalable web role, implemented as an ASP.NET service using MVC and Web API. A session ID for the active game is stored in a session cache and then sent back to your game client. The current game data is returned from Azure Blob Storage so you can continue working on your zoo. To prevent cheating and game errors, all client actions must be validated on the back end. However, this must be done in a way that doesn't negatively impact your game experience. Zoo Tycoon Friends uses an asynchronous architecture pattern that verifies the client game state by replaying and validating client actions on the server. Let's explore how this works. When you perform a game action, such as adopting a new animal, the client asynchronously sends a JSON message to the game service. While you continue to play, the game service takes two actions using Azure Storage. It first stores your game action in a transactions table. Then it queues a message on the processing queue. A scalable worker role reads the queued message. It retrieves all active transactions associated with your user account from the transactions table. Your game actions are then replayed against your game state on the server. The success or failure of this validation step is recorded in the notifications table. The processed transaction is then removed from the transactions table and placed in the archive table. Your game state on the server is then updated in Blob Storage. Future client actions will validate against this game state. This also operates as a saved game in the cloud. Anyone who tries to cheat the system will be found out with this validation pattern, because a modified client state will not match the server state and validation fails. The client checks the game service to see if there have been any failed transactions on the server. The game service returns any failures from the notifications table. In response, the client rolls back the transaction in the user's game. Certain game states generate other types of notifications. For example, if you haven't fed your animals for a while, the game could send a notification reminding you of your zookeeping responsibilities. Another web role allows Zoo Tycoon Friends administrators to perform operations on the system, including any necessary actions taken on the game data in Azure Storage blobs and tables. Like most modern games, Zoo Tycoon Friends supports in-game purchases. The commerce service allows you to buy in-game currency that you can use to further improve your zoos. Thanks for taking the time to review the Zoo Tycoon Friends architecture on Azure. For more architecture resources, go to aka.ms/msarch.